I trust that Christmas brings you its traditional mix of good food and violent stomach cramp.
And compliments of the season to you, Beckett. May the Yuletide log slip from your fire and burn your hut down.
Don't tell me you're losing the holiday spirit already, Longears.
No, it's just...
Good, because I know just what you need. It's Jingle Bells!
Saskatchewan on this 23rd day of December. Brent Clark's with you, filling in on the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME Regina, 650 CKOM Saskatoon. Well, here's something a little bit different. We've got this wall character joining us right now as we're going to be talking about some music and some history. And we've also got Terry Harris Strunk, who is joining us on the line. Brad, we'll start off with you. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Merry Christmas. Good to hear your voice, Brent.
And Terry Harris Strunk joining us as well. Gosh, Terry, I go back how many years that you worked in radio and then you're in politics and you're doing a little singing for us here today.
Oh, Brent, it's been a long time, but it's good to reconnect with you. Yeah, absolutely.
That's nice. Well, we're hoping to connect. Oh, we got our third player here. We weren't sure that Dan was going to take our call. So we've got Dan Cugnot also joining us on the line down Weyburn Way. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you today?
Oh, man, I love your pipes. Good sound. I'm doing great, and we've got Terry and Brad here now. We've got the three of you here because, well, Brad Wall has decided that there's an interesting bit of Saskatchewan history that should have been put to music, and that's what we've done. So, Brad Wall, tell us about your writing of this incredible song that you've put together here, the Greyburn Letters, I should say.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us all on, and credit Dan. This song's part of his seventh album. I don't think there's a cover that you've done. I think you wrote them all, Dan, and Dan co-wrote this one with me too. As you know, Brent, we moved to the Cypress Hills area some time ago, and I was vaguely aware of this story or his story, but became more aware of it here. We've got a good friend who ranches near a place that's known as Greyburn Gap. Just in that, he is just over the border in Alberta, but of course the West Block of Cypress is shared across the borders. And this is a story that happened on the Saskatchewan side near Fort Walsh in November of 1879. While on patrol, his name was Constable Marmaduke Greyburn. He was on patrol near Fort Walsh, just sort of routine duty, and he was shot in the back and subsequently died. A similar fate befell his horse. The whole matter remains an unsolved mystery. The Mounties did charge. They went across the Medicine Line and captured a person by the name of Starchild, who had been heard bragging about killing a Mountie near the fort. Brought him back. I think he was tried at Fort McLeod, but was not convicted. So it's an unsolved mystery. And you know, Brent, what's interesting is that notwithstanding all the tension that was around the fort in those years, you had obviously desperate, impoverished First Nations, many of them encamped right around the fort. You had prior to this event, though, you had whiskey traders and wolfers and the Cypress Hills Massacre that precipitated the Northwest Mounted Police stationing there and establishing a fort. But significantly, you had roughly 5,000 Sioux Nation in Sitting Bull just over in Wood Mountain. They had fled there after defeating the 7th Cavalry there at Little Bighorn. Mm-hmm. Lots of tension, and Constable Greyburn was the only Northwest Mountie to be killed in the line of duty. So I just had this idea to imagine letters between the young constable and his mom back home in Ontario, and then one from her, and then a sad subsequent letter from his commanding officer to Mrs. Greyburn, letting her know that her son had been killed, and send it off to Dan. Dan and I go, we exchange every now and then on songs that he's written, which are wonderful, also great stories, and sent it to him. He fixed it up, changed some of the lyrics, probably edited a bit. Mine was a little long. I know that. Well, Terry knows this. That it's strange for me to go too long to filibuster, as it were. But I think Dan helped edit this thing and also built a better melody for it. And surprised me by saying he wanted to put it on his latest album, which was released last Friday. It's called Mostly True Stories. And there's some other great songs on that record too. So that's the history of it. We have, you know, our history in Saskatchewan is replete with very compelling moments like this and personalities and events. And, you know, I think we should take every chance we can to tell them. And I'm just so grateful to Dan for doing this. Terry, I reached out to Terry and asked if she could maybe sing the part of the letter from Mrs. Grayburn back to Duke, her son. And she just does an amazing job of it. And so that's it. That's a bit of a summary of the history of the song, the Grayburn letters, and the history itself.
Okay, well, let's take a little bit of a listen here. Now, you being an old radio guy, Brad, I was a little surprised. This song was 6.5 minutes, and I thought, you know, AM radio music stations would never touch us. So I'll give you a snippet or two here.
But hang on, Brent. Yep. You have to admit this, that songs like The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which is a very long song, yes, are very important for those of us who did late night shifts when you needed a bit of a break. You had to go in and tear the news in the newsroom. Maybe you had to take another break.
Yeah,
you need long songs. You need Inagata De Vida. You need The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. You need these. These are essential for the comfort of disc jockeys,
okay,
I'd say.
Well, let's take a listen. In this segment, you'll hear Dan Cugnet and you'll hear Terry Harris Strunk.
Dear Mother, don't worry, we're all well. The troubles subsiding and not one of us fell. The old chief and major are still smoking the pipe, and the Sioux keep the peace at Wood Mountain tonight. It's civilized, Mother, here in these pines. The pony races and rugger and dances pass the time, and none have fallen, Mother. We're all right as the rain. God's help here, Mother, but I'll take your prayers if it's all the same. 'Cause it's lonely in the dark out here at night out on the plains, and I don't know when I'll be getting home again. And I don't know when I'll be getting home.
Dear Duke, your letter has brought me some peace, but I'll pray on by your pardon and petition you'll leave. My beloved Lord, take caution, and I bid you show and they bring you back to me, wholehearty and fair.
The lovely sound of Terry Harris Strunk there and Dan Cugnet reading the first two letters in this particular song that Brad Wall helped put together, the Grayburn letters. I got to tell you, and Brad, I know you and I were texting in the summertime. We were down Cypress Hills for a holiday, and there's just something about that area. You can feel the history. It's almost haunting when you're around Fort Walsh down in the valley there and then traveling through the hills. It really is a magical place, and it's great that you've been able to tell this story about the history there.
It is a magical place. I completely agree. And there's, and I think haunting is apt as well. There's parts, including right around Grayburn Gap there, right near Battle Creek, where the cairn and the obelisk, you can still see it marking his murder is also a pretty haunting place, and we're lucky to have that part and so many other parts of the province. I know in the rest of Dan's record, he's got of mostly true stories. He's got Hallbright referenced in there. He's got, I think in that there's a song called Five Busted Ribs, which is about a bit of a rodeo wreck, and I think that he's managed to work in the Weyburn Hospital in there. And so we have many wonderful places and stories. Cyprus is one of them in the province, and credit to folks like Dan who are telling those stories.
Dan, how did you feel about this project when Brad Wall first approached you?
Well, as soon as he sent me what he wrote, you know, it's immediately captivating. Mm-hmm. Sorry, tickle in my throat.
Yep.
You know, it immediately grabbed me. I'm drawn to the stories I think of the province and story songs kind of like that, and even the notion of letters, you know, which seems so foreign to us now. There's such a loneliness in that, I think, sending something and then, you know, at that time waiting for days and weeks or months for a response. And, you know, the story was lonely. The notion of these, you know, Mounties at that time being out was so lonely. And to me, just the letters themselves just, I think, just represent like these lonely stretches in between. And we live in such an instantaneous world now that... you know, kind of putting yourself there, it just immediately grabbed me, you know. So the good ones kind of write themselves, you know. So like music and everything else, as Brad mentioned, just moving some stuff around, it didn't take a lot to kind of make it what it became, and then envisioning those different parts, and then of course, you know, having Terry sing, I just couldn't imagine it any other way. So yeah, just a real treat for me to be a part of this, and I always think that the sum of the parts is always just kind of greater than the parts, and we're so fortunate to have Bart McKay, you know, who's a Saskatchewan producer and incredibly accomplished with so many different artists over the years. He's the real magic man that kind of, you know, makes it all come together and have all those different parts and instruments. And, you know, that's when it really becomes whole. I always tell him all the time, we'll get all this stuff and put it together and get it to him. And he really just kind of always takes, you know, with all due respect to Brad and myself, you know, like a lump of coal and turns it into a diamond. So hopefully everybody really enjoys it. And yeah, this is our history. And yeah. I think we always forget how much of it we have around us, you know, in these stories, whether it's, you know, something that happened just down the road, you know, 5 months before or 50 years before, 100 years before. It's all around us. And so, yeah.
It adds to it when it's the reality, right? When it's a real story, as, you know, Brad was talking earlier about the wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald, those kind of stories put to music, and you do such a fabulous job with your voice. And as you say, the engineering that went into that song, it's very, very nice. And we've got one more segment that we want to hear from the song, and that is the third letter from the commanding officer. And we'll get to that and have a chat with Terry Harris Strunk as well, right after this break on the Evan Bray Show, 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Just can't be defined. It's a happy, happy feeling deep inside that you get when you are kind.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Max! Fetch me my sedative!
Okay, back to my three guests on the Evan Bray Show here. We've got former Premier Brad Wall. We've got, how do I describe you, Dan? I know you're a businessman. You're well-known, certainly in the Weyburn area. Excuse me.
Just a farm kid.
Just a farm kid. Dan Cugnet is here. Oh, excuse me. I've got what you had.
Yeah.
Okay. And Terry Harris Strunk. Now, Terry, we were talking earlier as you provided the vocals in the song, the Greyburn letters, speaking as Greyburn's mother. How did that feel, that experience for you, knowing this actually happened? These were real people.
Well, thanks, Brent. Actually, it wasn't hard to feel what she might have been feeling. as a mother worried about, you know, your child. I just imagine her, myself in her shoes, you know, standing there looking out the window or sitting at a table, likely by candlelight back in the 1800s, and imagining what her son was going through and, you know, fearing, being afraid for him and missing him like crazy. So it wasn't hard for me to channel that, having been in a similar situation myself. So it took me a while to practice and get the vocal cords back in shape, because it's been a long time since I was in the studio. But it was a wonderful opportunity. I loved it. Gave me a chance to catch up with Bart McKay, because he and I, you know, were playing the country music scene at the same time. And I've always loved recording in the studio. So I got in there and closed my eyes and just put myself in Lady Greyburn's shoes, and out came the track. And I think it's just a beautiful song.
It really is. You did a great part in it. Brad, the final letter, tell us the story on it.
Well, all of these letters are imagined. Of course, they're not. There's actually not a lot of documentation about all of this. In fact, I tried to find, when Dan released his album last Friday, I tried to find a photo of Constable Greyburn online, found one, checked with our local historian in the area, a rancher historian who's brilliant in these things, and he just said, no, that's not him. In fact, we can't find a photo of him. So the letters themselves are imagined in this last one. It's just
your phone
is at Fort Walsh, sending the sad letter back to Duke's mom.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to that right now. The third letter from the Greyburn letters.
Young Constable Duke Greyburn perished in cold blood, shot from behind, north of Fort Walsh by a stream bed in the fall of 1879. Well, he lived and patrolled, and he did his duty in this untamed and dangerous time. Yet the only Mountie to be killed here while serving in the line. It's still lonely in the dark out there at night out on the plains. And I'm sorry that your son won't be coming home again. And I'm sorry that your son won't be coming home.
There you go, a bit of the third letter in the Greyburn letters song. Brad Wall involved in the writing of this and the idea. Dan Cugnot, Terry Harris-Strunk providing the vocals in the song as well for the constable's mother. I have to ask you, Brad, did you run this by your son before you decided to get into the world of writing songs?
Well, I did. I sent it to him, and he was encouraging. You know, I guess I've been trying. I like Dan, and I think maybe even like Terry, been writing poems and lyrics, and I'm just not very good add much of a melody to these things for over the years. I enjoy it. It's a good therapy for me, and it's a good way to dig in and learn a little bit about some subjects that are histories that I'm not too familiar with, at least at the start. So I've been dabbling for a while, but I'm just grateful Dan saw some merit in this, and then Terry's involvement, and here it is out in the world now on Dan's record. Which you can get on, you can stream. We should do, here's the commercial, Dan.
Yep.
Spotify and Apple Music, you can stream all of Dan's albums there, including this last one, Mostly True Stories.
Take a listen to it, the Greyburn letters. Job well done, Brad Wall, Terry Harris-Strunk, and Dan Cugnot. We appreciate you joining us here. And Merry Christmas to each and every one of you and your families.
Thanks, Brent. Merry Christmas.
Merry Thank Christmas.
Thank you. Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody.
This is the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.